is entering the conference. Has left the conference.
times on the so-called Seamus, when boxes were delivered here, and there were some of them a perfectly good story.
No, nothing, but you're familiar with Roger.
I know, that's not a reliable.
Boy, he was something else.
Not totally reliable.
Is there anybody on the phone? I heard a click.
Yes, so did I. I heard somebody say I'm leaving the phone. Actually, the basis of the Shia today is a interesting hasbara explanation of the Vilna Gaon Shita as in sort of contrast to other Shitas when it comes to the Din of Adlokas near Hanukkah, which I know from the time that even before I went to Yeshiva in certain places where there were Abonim were very much makbid on the Gaon's the Indian of when to light the Hanukkah menorah, especially when it came to Matsuri Shabbos, they hurried up things and so forth and so on. So here there's a whole discussion based on the Torah of one of my rabbis, the Yosef Ber Soloveitchik Zal. If you can find that, I'm not saying anything if it's using, it's just a board to bring it out. It's in the Sefer Harei Kedem, Simon Kuf Samech Hes, which has its title, Binyan's Mom of Lucas Near Hanukkah. So let's go to some of the Mikaelis as best as we can, and we'll try to explain some of the problems that seem to exist from the Gaon's Hanhoga here. So the first thing is on the sheets that we have run off on number one, that we're looking at the Rambam. In Hilchos Hanukkah, Perek Dalad, Halacha Hey. Here's the lesson of the Rambam. Ein Madlika Neilus Hanukkah, Kedem Shetishka Hachama. Knows that you can't light it before the Shia. Ella Im, the only time that is an exception to see later is also, we're talking about El Shabbos, and sometimes an emergency by Praga Mincha, but we're not going, we're talking about the Etzem Dinim of Adlokas Neil. So the Rambam says, that the Chatzila should not, Shetisha Ha'elam Shki Yosef, lo na'achrim, v'lo magdimim, not later, and not earlier. And first of all, we're going to have to define what we mean by Shki Yosef, because in Puskin, there's a whole debate when the Gemara talks about Shetishka Chama in general, what do I mean? There's this famous Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam, there are two Shkias. Normally what is in the calendars and so forth, the setting of the sun, Shtishka Chama, and then there's an extensive time that goes all the way up to Seisa Kahavi. Bein HaShemashas, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, does not start with when it says the Shkia. It starts a certain amount of time later on before Seisa Kahavi. That's all debatable how it is. So that's why, according to Rabbeinu Tam, after the Shki is still absolutely day. That's why in the Dinim, you have the Kushner's here, but in the Dinim of Milah, it makes a big asik. Some used to paskin that even after the Shki, that is still the day, and therefore they would make the bris 8 days later, that would be a day. But most paskin say it goes into a suffix. It goes to Sophie, it's already Bein HaShemashah, Sophie Yom, Sophie Laila, so then you're going to have to add the extra day. Like, for example, there are many promote problems when it's the case either El Shabbos or Matzoy Shabbos. Whenever it happens, it's a big ASIC. And some of the Tzvarim on Mila, even quote, without digressing too much, they quote from one of the Gedolim of Bells, whether it was a Shalom Bells or another one, who were, besides being a Rebbe, were great Lumbim. So they paskin, they said, whatever the rov in that shtot, paskin, that's the way you have to do it. In other words, he's not going to give you a categorical thing. But Lamaisa, if I'm here to Shaila, or he'd say, once you go past the skier, it's a Sophic Yom, Sophic Live. You have to be patient for that. You have to be patient for that. That's all. All right. So, and then the Rambam, but the Rambam is saying now, Shetishka Ham, we have to see what we mean. By what it means, the Tishka Chama, Ellen, not not later and not early. And we'll see the mucker from that. Then he says further, Ramam Shokach or Hazy, below Hidlik in Shkia Sahama, Madlik Vahay, so there's still time, Madlik Vahayla, Ad Shetichla Regel Min Ashuk. Now the Gemara says, Waham Kamada Zazman, Ad Shetichla Regel Min Ashuk, when people are out in the Shu Sarabi. And the Kamehu's man there, what is the time? Kamo Chotzi Shor Oyez, approximately a half hour or more. That's what the Ram says, is based on the Gemara. Overs man there, Beno Madlik. Now the Rambam Paskins here, very simply, once it goes past that time, you can't be Yaitse Hanukkah. It's too late. It's just too late. What? Yeah, but it's you can't do that. And then he talks about what so she eats in Shemin Baner, because they should hear the lekis, the holekis, that shetichla, rego minashu, until that particular time. That's why, especially when it comes to Erev Shabbos, you have to be careful. If you're using shemen to burn up shemen, it should burn after, in other words, after the Tzeitzah Kachavim, a half hour. That's what it should burn, at least, at that particular time. So you have to light it up. First you have to light up in the Tanakh Menorah, then the Erev Shabbos, which normally we light up around 18 minutes before the Shkia. So it's got to burn through that time, from the Tishka Chamas of Tzeitzah Kachavim, and after that, a half hour. That's why generally it's understood. That's what we're talking about Erev Shabbos. Now, what is the that's the way the Rambam is learning, but now let's take a look what it says in the Shulchan Aruch.
The Rambam is only holding a half hour after Shkia.
Yeah, well, that's what he says. Approximately, it's about a half hour. But what he says is a Kiddush. What he's saying is, and it has to do with the change of times and of the money and in history and so forth, because he's talking in Pashtus, that, you know, for the Shu Sarabim, you light it up, and there's no people, there's no Kisumi Nisa. But then later on, it became, because of the situation of the non-Jews, you light it up in your house, so you can even light it up even later. Those mentioned in the Bebnei Beisar are Nu'urim, that they're up. And you're not worried about so much the Kisumi Nisa of the people outside. Now, what's the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Zayin Beis? That's sheet number 2 I have. Ein madlikin yechaneke kredim shetitzke hachama. Erla, now look what he has. In seif shkiyosa. With the end of the shkiyosa. He says, lo ma'achrim, velo ma'gini. You can't make it later. You can't make it earlier. Whenever you go further. Oh, see on the other side, and see number 3. Yesh mishayimish inu tovud. Sometimes an emergency situation, you know, people have to go somewhere, they're not going to be home at that time where do they like.
I just had that child this week. Someone told me they work at 4 p.m. to 12 midnight. So they asked me, when's going to light the Hanukkah candle? What do you have to work? He said, these are about 3:15. I said, light it at 3 o'clock.
Burns and wait till after, right?
Till after, and you can say it.
So he says, so the Mechaber is saying, yes, Misha, I know, she must go, Yochel, I have been flagging in for the Maila, but we'll watch, she eats the Boshemin, I should kiss for Rego Minashu. Now, the, so, in Pashtus over here, the Mechaber seems to say, although he's quoting initially the words of the Rambam, but he's saying, Elohim Seif, Shkiyosa. He uses that particular lashon. However, well, that there also goes in some places. It seems that he's like in Hillel Shabbos and Reish Samachal. Well, it seems that he holds like the Rabbeinu Tam. But here's the question here, because see, when the Morgan Avraham, you look on the right side, Tov Reish Zayin Beis, Seif Shkiyosa, what is Seif Shkiyosa? Seif Shkiyosa. That's the time of the Tzeitzah Kachavim. It's the time of Tzeitzah Kachavim. The Moshe is a thousand from the top of the Tzeitzah Kachavim. That's what he's saying. Now, so the Morgan Avraham continues yet and says, Mitzvah Tzeitzah Kachavim is a Tishka marked on sheet number two. The im hidliko b'yayim ein me'usim. He's trying to quote from the Sefer Sefer, which I'll quote directly. We're not getting to that yet. We'll see what that means. Seems like you have to have anor from the nair. You're not supposed to have any anor from the Hanukkah. That's a strange language. We'll have to see what basically what that means. But the Vilna Gaon, actually holds differently. Actually, the Gaon says it's actually in the Gaon. If you look at the Bir HaGaon, where it says Seif Shkiyah, so the Gaon says Ein Kosev HaTor, Ein Kosev HaRosh, V'Seif Aleph B'Tainus. He refers to the Gemara in Tainus when the Gemara says there, Kol Tainus Shelo Shoka, all of Achama is Ein of Tainus. That's the Lashon, Shelo Shoka, all of Achama. So what does that mean, Shelo Shoka, all of Achama? So in that context, it might mean Seisa Kahavi. You have to wait, the Tainus is always Seisa Kahavi. But others say no. So once you have the Shkir, we're not talking about Tisha B'av Yom Kippur. We're talking about the other Tainasim. So, or if a person makes a netter of a Tainus. But he quotes here, the Gaon is a very small print. Moshe Kosov, he's saying, The Moshe Kosov is Rachas. Ragavuva Kamashalon, Kaini Na'enas, one of the Kaini eat from the Tumah, is a sign you who Hashem is with Torah, be a Shimshar. Abba Barajbo, Barang, Mashur, Behedya, Shukhila Tashkir. It's the beginning of the Shkir. Ela, the Mashur, Shum, the Shkir Shnir. As we said at the very beginning, there are two Shkirs, according to Abba Barang, Shum. Shkila Shkir and Seif Shkir, which is Seif HaKahavim. The Ayin of Mordechai, so they say the Shabbos, she calls the Roshan, he should teach the Muva Shehu Tchila Tashkiya. The Moshe calls the Bepere Kapayalim, where it tells about Kishir Fatsu, Akshir Fatsu, it's talking about there, of how they're taking, dealing with certain types of produce, which has to do with, and talking about the removal of the, of some of the leaves and things on it. So the continuation of the, the Gaon is saying here, different than the Mechaber. He says it's Tchila Shkia, and the other one, and the Mechaber says Seif Shkia. Although it seems that they both start out with the language of the Rambam. Now, so, and the same thing is with the Tainus Sibur, of course. That's the particular point. So, the Rambam also said that once we learned through that Rambam just before, that once you go past the particular time, it's too late. Once you go past that Chosi Shor, that you can't be Madlik. It's too late. It's the Tichlo Regom and Ashuk. So the Ikos Man seems to be sometime in between after the Seisa Kachavim, though the Rambam says it should be at the very, the way it's interpreted, at the very beginning. So now in looking at what the Gaon says, Tchila Shkia, there we can clarify this a little bit and at the same time make it difficult. What's the problem? You know, in the back of, if you have a Siddur of the Gaon, there is such a Siddur, the Gaon Siddur. There are a couple of editions of that. I mean, I have two of them. One that was, has a Pelish of the Rav of Tveria, of many years ago, that Meisha Clears, who was a famous Baal Haram Pesach in the 20th century. In fact, I knew a sheikh in Newark that had Kabbalah from that Meisha Clears. Yeah, from Clears? Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so he has a Pelish on the Gaon Siddur. That's one edition. Then there's another one called the Ishei Yisroel that has more Perushin that was written by a well-known Mechaber, Reb Yitzchak, his name was Nilsin, and put together Musas for him anyhow. But in the back of these Siddurim, they have a compilation, Maisa Rav, what is Maisa Rav? The Hanhogis of the Gaon, especially in all areas, most areas of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. So in the Maisa Rav of the Gaon, it says the following. It's in Eif Reish Lama Rav. I'm reading it off from the Sefer here, from the Parei Kedem. What is the Gaon write? The Chotishor Achaz Man Klois Regum in Ashut. Madlik below Bracha, which seems to be exactly like the Rambam, right? And then, the Zeshaloka Moshe Kosova Amor, but the Amor says, the Bizmana Zesh Madlikin Bisnim, Yoko Lahadli Kolamaila. That's what we do. People at home, you can light, right? People close mind, the people are up, you can light the Hanukkah candle. It's really like what as mentioned, this is Yamora Shapitla Regum and Ashuk, there's also Nei Bizmana Zesh. And that's where it's matched from the Rambam, and it doesn't make any difference whether it's the B'nai Rishus Rabim or anything else of that sort. That's what it is. That's the cloud. However, according to the Maisa Rav, that says something else. And this is another simon in the Maisa Rav. Zman, this is a quote from the Maisa Rav. Zman had locus neilus Hanukkah, mishatishra hachama, kredem seisa kohavim. Before the Seisar Kovic. Remember, Fahada didn't say that. The Mechaber said, Seis Kiyosa. He says that before, which means Seisar Kovic. The Gaon Shitas, following the Rambam, so to speak, is the beginning, the person. Seisar Kovic came at Likin Kredum Tfilis Myros. That's why you have to light the candle before Tfilis Myros. So Rabbi Yosef Berza, I'll ask the question. He said, all right, Vilna Gaon was a Vilna. He talked about literature community, Gaon time even later on. He said, the Vilna, before they daven Mayruf, it's the Kvar Ober Chotei Shor Li'achas Kriyas Chachamah. If you go after Mayruf, they used to wait very late for Mayruf. They made it, you know, Bismano, so that the Yates of Kriyas Ma, and then everything else. So if you're going to light the Hanukkah, you know, before Mayruf, he's saying, it's going to be too late anyhow. That's the answer question. And he quotes here that the Gaon sheet of the flower of Seisar Kovic is different than the Mechaber, because the Gaon is very, we might say, very extremely scientific. In the Be'er HaGor, by Ablokas Neilus, by Shabbos, and also in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilvos Mila, the Gaon does not paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. He says it depends l'fi ha'opek, according to what we would call latitude or longitude. When some places it's less, in some places it's longer. It goes according to that. It's not an arbitrary time. Like everybody says, well, 72 minutes, that's the, it goes according to that. It's not an arbitrary